Most people think of God as that great figure in the sky with the white beard who's scrutinizing the human race from above. They see us here on Earth as in some form of neutral testing ground, where we're placed by God for a period, and God watches from above, registering the scores on his laptop as to whether we perform according to his designs or whether we're offending him, as it's put. An absolutely outrageous idea. How could we offend God, the type of God that people believe in? How could it matter so much to him? How could it above all matter that he would find it so serious a situation that he could condemn us to an eternity of suffering? These are bizarre ideas, but obviously they have a great hold on the fears and the limitations and the insecurities of people, which is why religion can play so effectively, whether deliberately or otherwise, on those insecurities. People fall into line very readily when they're threatened by these cosmic sentences of everlasting punishment.
How in the Ten Commandments could we have possibly created a mind that could transcend space and time? No, we're too busy keeping our emotions in check to ever dream of infinite possibilities. And maybe that is the ultimate conspiracy.
Even though a given person may have long ago thrown off the trappings of religion, they still live in the religious mold and they don't even know it. But their whole conception of how reality works is all something that has been molded by religion.